Pat Davenport, 90 years old, is a younger member of the Greatest Generation. These days he lives in his old family home in Millboro Springs and enjoys going to the Bath Senior Center for fun and good company. He shared a few stories of his early days at an important time in history. He began with what it was like to be a brand new soldier.
I never went into the kitchen. I didn't know how to cook, and my first job was being on KP duty. And I was given a bushel of potatoes to peel, and I never peeled a potato in my life. So I just cut them up, and I made beautiful little shapes out of them. And when the sergeant came in, he says, "Okay, buddy, peel the peelings." And I finally got out of that, and I went to Camp Blandon, Florida, for my service.
The next chapters of Mr. Davenport's time in the military took him much farther away and gave him a taste of life at sea he will never forget.
The war was over with. The Germans surrendered when I was in bivouac, and I thought I'd be sent to Japan. But finally they put me on a train and sent me to Boston, and I was on SS Bienville, which was a troop ship. And it was the worst trip I've ever had because I thought I would die. In fact, I was hoping I would die for seasickness. It took us 14 days to cross the ocean. And we wound in Le Havre, France on Christmas Day. And they had a Christmas dinner for us. But all we had to eat was those mess kits. And I didn't like everything put together. And we had turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes, beans. And the first thing you went in the mess kit was two cigars. And I think I picked over a little bit, but that was it. And I wound up in Wiesbaden, Germany, as a guard. We were on guard 4 hours, and we were off for 8 hours. And we walked every other hour. And we also guarded white Russians. They were Russians that were against Stalin. My job there was really to keep them alive, because they were committing suicide when they thought they were going back to Russia. I was on duty where we put a bunch of the prisoners on the train and took them to Nuremberg, to the Nuremberg trials. And I assumed they went just to testify against the people who gave them orders for the concentration camps.
When I asked Pat about his home now and Bath County memories...
Well, it was built in 1700 and something. The main log cabin. I grew up here, really, summers.
He had one more young adulthood story to share.
After I got out of the service, I went back to Charlottesville, where I was born, and I joined the Wesley Foundation, which is a part of the Methodist Church, and we had a director that was into integration back in the late 40s. And every summer, he would request two students that couldn't go home during the summer, and they usually came from Africa. And because of the Jim Crow law, they couldn't find a place to stay. So we would go to churches during the summer for our retreats. The men would stay in sleeping bags around the church. And this one weekend, our director slept in the driveway, so if anybody came in, he would stop them. And we scattered ourselves around the cemetery, which surrounded the church, not knowing that this was a lover's lane. And during the night, a car came in, and our director jumped up to stop the car from running over anyone. And of course, he woke us all up, and we all started jumping up over the cemetery. And this car did not back up, but went right forward, went through the fence, and left.
Thankfully, the fence was the most damage caused that night. But Pat, and hopefully more seniors, will continue to share their memories and pieces of history with Allegheny Mountain Radio listeners. If you know a senior citizen who has a story they would like to share, please have them contact any of our three stations or WCHGnews@tds.net. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.